This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Just one in four American workers had access to paid parental leave in 2021, and for many that means making excruciating choices during the first weeks of their children's lives. For some families, the lack of paid leave and the high cost of childcare can mean dipping into their savings, going into debt, or having to leave the workforce entirely. WPR's Jenny Peek reported on this issue for Wisconsin Watch. She looked at how paid leave works and how it could ease stress for parents in Wisconsin and across the country. And she joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Melissa.
What kind of leave are Wisconsin workers entitled to now when they add a child to their family? And how does that compare with what's available in other states and countries?
Yeah, so there's no federal or state mandated paid leave policy in Wisconsin. Some parents cobble together sick and vacation time or utilize short-term disability to take paid time off after having a child, but there's no requirement that paid leave is offered to employees. The Family and Medical Leave Act, or FMLA, guarantees 12 weeks of unpaid leave for some employees while protecting their job, but few people can take unpaid time off without facing serious financial stress.
Right.
It's important to note that the U.S. is an outlier. We're the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't guarantee paid family medical leave. So I talked to a number of new moms from around Wisconsin, and there were some common themes in what they said about going back to work after having a child.
It was way too soon. I was not ready for it at all.
So it just felt like I had to push past any physical or mental pain. I just felt like I didn't have a choice.
Because I'm like, I gotta go back to work. It's just, I didn't feel like I had a lot of time at all. And it was really depressing.
That was Chanel Clark, Amy, and Cola Cooksey, three of the many moms I talked to while reporting this story. And while they all come from different backgrounds, their stories are similar. None of them were able to take as much time off as they would have wanted to. All of them faced financial stressors for taking time off, and all of them took unpaid leave.
Wow. So what do we know about the impacts paid leave can have for parents and children?
There's a ton of research that shows that paid leave improves public health, including building early child-parent bonds. And those bonds reduce infant mortality, improve brain development, and even increases timely vaccinations. It also lowers the chance of postpartum depression and anxiety among parents. But there's also a really big economic impact. I spoke with economist Kelly Jones from American University, and her research found that nearly 30% of working women in the United States pause paid work when they have a child. That's a huge amount.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
Even when working women plan on going back to work, it can end up being much longer term than they expected. And those decisions mean both lost wages and lower future earnings. So Jones's research found that the median working woman loses more than $250,000 in wages after staying home for six prime working years. And that's on top of foregone raises over the rest of her career.
That is some pretty serious money. Are there any state or federal efforts to make paid leave more common here or elsewhere in the U.S.?
So paid parental leave was part of the Biden administration's social spending bill, but it hit a dead end in December. Wisconsin legislation has gained even less traction. In 2019, Democratic lawmakers introduced bills to establish a paid family and medical leave insurance program for Wisconsinites, but neither bill received a hearing in the GOP-controlled committees that received them.
Where does this all leave us?
So right now, it leaves new parents in a position where they're piecing together time off, often returning to work sooner than they're ready, all while putting a pretty big strain on their finances. It also leaves an already tight labor market in a place where it may not be able to attract and retrain employees without more family-friendly environments. And from what I heard from moms, experts, and advocates, no one is benefiting from the lack of paid leave. It's something Madison mom of two, Leah DeGabrielle, summed up nicely.
With all the hormonal changes and all of the physical changes and everything that they're trying to adjust to with the baby, I don't think anybody benefits when mothers have to go back before they're ready.
Wow. Well, this is significant reporting. And where can people find this article?
Yeah, so you can read more on WPR.org. It's also a project I worked on with Wisconsin Watch, and so you can find it at their website as well.
All right. Jenny Peek is digital news editor for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for talking with me, Melissa.